time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week are the folks from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. And this morning we have with us Sherry Solomon. Hi, Sherry. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, Sherry, what do you do at Grace Lutheran? What's your position there?
I am the director of women's ministry.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're excited to have you with us and excited to hear what God's laid on your heart this morning. So we're going to turn things over to you.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord. Anyone who wants to live in the radical, outrageous, chase you down the street and overtake you blessings of God has to do something to receive them. We must realize that the blessing package described in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, is conditional. It comes from a willingness to obey God, whether he tells us to do something in our heart or in his word. If we struggle with why God isn't blessing us, it may be because God has already told us the things that we need to do to get our life in order and to receive the radical blessing. We really don't need to whine and complain about what God tells us to do, because anything that he tells us to do, he gives us the ability to do. The problem may be that we just haven't done what he has told us to do. Perhaps more than ever, we really need to get up and get going and move forward in obedience to God. So ask the Lord to search your heart today and show you any area where you're not doing what he has already shown you to do. Ask him to make it clear to your heart, and then be quick to obey whatever he tells you to obey. We ask these things in your mighty name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that word. That's a good word for us, Sherry. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Father, I just want to lift the new year up to you. And anybody that's listening right now, Lord, if they don't have a relationship with you, draw them into that relationship with you, Father, and just let them know that you love them, that you created them for a reason, for a purpose, and that you have a big plan for them in 2020. I thank you for all the listeners on our station, and I thank you for anybody that is already a believer, Father, that you would show them how to have radical obedience to you this year, Father, so you can give them the radical blessings that you have already placed in their life, and you can reveal those things to them. I ask these things in your mighty name, and I give you praise and glory. Amen.
Amen. Sherry Solomon joining us from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. Sherry, tell us about Grace Fellowship.
Well, we're a wonderful little church in Lima, Ohio. We're on Elm Street, and we have a congregation that is more like family, and we do a lot of different events in our church. Now, I do women's ministry, which is called God Loving on Women. I also do outreach events in the community. We're going to be having a Valentine's date night event coming up called Amazing Love. And if you can jump online, check out our website. It's gfclima.com. You get an update on what we're doing. You'll be able to watch some of the series that we're in. And there's just a lot of neat stuff going on there.
And if folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
gfclima.com. And we are also on Facebook under Grace Fellowship Church.
Excellent. Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning and sharing the word with us.
Thank you.